Welcome to Yall Clockgate Tower in Ireland's ancient east. This building holds many stories. Stories of pain, tragedy, rebellion, but also stories of love, friendship, and generosity. Stories that are universal and timeless.
This building is nearly 250 years old, but our story begins much further back. Yall was protected by walls, and here on this site was one of the many gates into the town. The building we know was called Trinity Gate, and records tell us that in 1563 a Mr. Melchior Bluett leased the building to store his goods. Yall at that time was an important port. Ships filled with all types of goods came and went, trading with many countries throughout the known world. Over the years, Trinity Gate fell into disrepair, and it was decided to pull it down and to replace it with a fine new tower, inside of which was a jail.
The Clockgate Tower was built in 1777. By now, Yall was expanding beyond its medieval walls. New quays and warehouses were built, and trade expanded. But with wealth came temptation. Crimes like theft, drunkenness, vagrancy, assault and debt threatened the peace and civility of the town. And those caught ended up here. Imagine being thrown into a cold and damp cell with all sorts of people, little or no food or water, and to be at the mercy of the jailer. Yes, this was a grim place. And for most of the time, it was business as usual. But in 1798, a rebellion spread terror throughout the country. Rebels met severe punishments here, and death visited the Clockgate Tower. Once the rebellion was suppressed, life in the town and the jail returned to a more normal pace. More pickpockets, drunkards, debtors. With the introduction of new prison regulations demanding exercise yards, segregated prisoners, and generally better conditions for prisoners, this jail had closed by the 1840s. The Clockgate Tower had served as a jail for around 60 years.
From the beginning of our story, there has always been some form of timekeeping on this site. Remember when Trinity Gate was here? First, there was a sundial on that building, and then in 1620, a clock was put in place. When Trinity Gate was demolished, the clock and bell were put into this tower, and so its timekeeping role continued. For most Yall people, this was the only way of knowing the time. A caretaker was always in charge of maintaining the clock mechanism and bell. Over the centuries, the clock has overseen vast changes in our town, from times of conflict, division and poverty, to happier times of peace, harmony and prosperity. If it could only speak.
Ah, if the clock could only speak, it would surely talk about the time it was looked after by a whole family, the McGraths of the Clock Gate. What a time that was. World War I was raging across Europe when John McGrath and his family moved into the tower. In return for living here, John had to wind and maintain the clock and ring the bell to sound the alarm. After his death, his son Christy took over the position, living in the tower until 1959. During that time, his son John was born in the Clock Gate. Here you can meet John and listen to his memories of growing up in what must have been one of the most unusual family homes in Ireland.
We love our Clockgate Tower. Its familiar presence symbolizes our history and identifies our town. We look forward to sharing that history with you and hope that you will create a special story of your own here. Time is ever present, ever changing, and the stories that are told are enriched by its actions. As the Irish proverb says, Isma an scaoileadh an aimsir, time is a good storyteller.